Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Garrett Vogel and lots of gossip. Garrett, are you there?
Hello, Rob Shooter.
Hello. We caused a little bit of gossip ourselves this weekend. Garrett, Page Six is reporting our little podcast is being developed into a television show. It's awfully exciting.
It's the first time I actually felt like a celebrity because, you know, you hear these celebrities out there and you read it in Page Six or you see it on naughtybutnice.com.
Thank you very much.
where they go, I don't know how this got out there. Oh. I don't know how this got out. I don't even know this was happening. Like, so I felt like the celebrity that, like, I understand when they say, like, I don't know how this is happening.
I found that in the press.
Congratulations to us.
I found that in the press. I think because of the world we mix in, because of what we do for a living, we're friendly. We're friends with other gossip columnists. And so when there's a ton of people involved in anything, we're all talking about it. I mean, oh, it's so exciting. We shot a little piloty thing. We did some videos. And so people tell people. And it ends up in Page Six. It is true. We're in the early stages of trying to make our silly little podcast into an even sillier little TV show. So fingers crossed, there's no big news yet.
Who'd have thought?
This like 2 years
ago, when you and I just like sat in a room and be like, hey, let's talk about J-Lo for like 5 minutes. And then here we are, years later, possibly having a TV show after finding out about it. In Page Six.
Thank you for letting us know, Page Six. There is truth to it, though. We shouldn't put down Page Six. They're the best reporters in town. I wish I was as good as them. And so there is talk about it. We've done a few tests. It's all very, very exciting. When there's more news, we definitely will let you know. And I'm not playing coy. You know me. I've got a big mouth. I tell you everything. And so there's nothing more to add yet, but there will be hopefully soon, and you'll be the first to know. Let's jump into some gossip on some real stars.
Yes.
Hey, what time is it, my friends?
Here we go.
It is tea time. So Disney and Scarlett Johansson are going at it, and now an outside group is calling Disney's response to Scarlett, quote, a gendered character attack. Let me explain what's going on here. So Scarlett Johansson sued Disney. She sued Disney about her new movie, Black Widow, claiming that her contract with Disney was to release the movie theatrically, not to stream it. Because she gets paid a back-end fee. What that means here is the more money it makes in the cinema, the more money Scarlett makes. Now, she's made $20 million up front. They think she could have gone on to make an extra $50 million. $50 million! Because this movie could do enormously well in the cinema. Now they're claiming because they streamed it on Disney Plus, as well as releasing it theatrically, she's lost some money. Now, Scarlett's camp are basically saying, we tried to fix this. We tried to make all this go away. And Disney didn't really respond. So they issued a lawsuit. Then Disney fought back with a vicious response saying, quote, it makes them sad and they find it distressing that this callous disregard for the horrific, prolonged and global effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. So what they're saying, Disney are saying, is because we're living in a COVID world, they had to release it both ways. Scarlett's saying, maybe so, but that was not negotiated. A deal is a deal. This is getting vicious. There's several things about this story that I find so, so interesting. A, that Scarlett's got the chutzpah to stand up to Disney. Like, this is a big company that might not have treated her well. She's standing up to them. Another thing that I'm really surprised about is Disney's response was vicious. It was personal. Some people are even calling it sexist. Now Scarlett's agent is saying that this is outrageous and they've weaponized the success of a woman and a businesswoman and an artist here. This isn't going to go away. This is going to go through the courts. What do you think?
It's twofold because, I mean, if you follow along the story of Black Widow, she doesn't have much of a story to tell left, you know. It's almost like, you know, her fairy tale as Black Widow has come to an end, and this is the last attempt to get as much money as possible. Where I get it, I understand it. You want to get as much money as possible, and in anything you do, but Look, on the do you see Emily Blunt complaining that The Jungle Cruise got released in both theaters and on streaming this weekend with The Rock? It happened to be the biggest opening ever this summer.
Cruella? Emma Stone didn't. It was released on both. It is exceptional times, and I do admit that times.
I was reading that Emma Stone is possibly doing and thinking about doing the same thing that Scarlett Johansson's doing. But then again, look at Emily Blunt. Emily Blunt is a part of probably the biggest movie of the summer. I don't think she's going to be doing what these two are planning on doing.
Right. Well, we don't know about Emma Stone yet, but we certainly know Scarlett has done this. But on the other hand, she is, you know, she's right. She has a contract. When you have a contract with an employer, it's meant to benefit both of you. I think anyone who's ever signed a contract knows it's normally quite one-sided. The tricky part of this argument for Scarlett is now Disney has revealed how much money they've paid her. They've paid her. 20 million. She's already received 20 million. So it's hard to feel bad for somebody who's just got $20 million. It's hard to feel bad.
So the other interesting thing too, Rob, is that when you go to the movies, it's what, $15? $10, whatever.
Very expensive.
To stream Black Widow on Disney Plus premium access is $30 for one house. So it's not like Disney's getting all that $30. She's getting a percentage of that as well. So it's like she's probably making close to what she could be making on the back end, but maybe not the full thing. But she's definitely making money somewhere that we're not getting the full story.
Right. We will get the full story though, because this is going to move forward, and Disney are not holding back now. They're going to reveal everything. I sort of admire Scarlett's chutzpah though. Generally, I'm on the side of the workers, and we're not getting political here, but I think
You don't go up against the mouse.
That's a hard thing in life, isn't it? Like, I think we all have employees that we think we should be paid a little bit more, and we work weekends, and we work extra time, we don't earn extra money for it, and they've got these massive companies. Like, you can't say Disney's hurting. Like, they know how to make a dollar. So there's enough money here for everybody, so it makes it more complicated, but more delicious. And then for Scarlett's agent to throw in the sexist term, it really made me think, would have they done this to a man? Would have they have done this to Robert Downey Jr. or The Rock?
Right.
Or these other big Disney stars? Spider-Man, what's he earning? Like, it's such a fascinating conversation. And because times have changed, it's a conversation now that I think we're going to have.
It's a twofold conversation. It's the gender conversation, which is definitely worth having. But the other part is the pandemic side of it, where you're seeing movies getting released. So it's not like it's a surprise to anybody. So that's the one thing I can't understand of how, like, after the fact, she's like, oh, they released it. Like, it's been promoted. It was promoted like it was going to be on both.
Oh,
so
that's
for her
true,
to,
too. She knew it was going to be on Disney Plus when she was doing all the publicity for it. Things change. Like, just thinking that we didn't make $20 million. We didn't make $20. But just this podcast, it has changed. This pandemic.
We don't make any money.
This pandemic has changed, like, the rules of this. And technically, I had a contract with iHeart, and it wasn't to sit in my closet and do a podcast. But both the company and myself and Gareth, we all adapted. So maybe, but I don't think Scarlett's not saying that she's not open.
She's not doing Black Widow in her closet.
Yeah, She's not gonna film it at home. What do you think Colin Jost thinks about this? So Colin Jost's wife just earned $20 million. That's what I can't get over. $20 million.
They are a power couple.
They
at
are
the end of the day,
a power couple, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Disney's response to Scarlett Johansson, some people are calling a gendered character attack. Do you agree? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. Hey, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Garrett Love, what are you working on there?
All right, so I think this is one of those stories that if you're in a relationship, you kind of can relate to. So Jessica Alba, who also billionaire, not even $20 billion from a diaper company, go figure. She said that she struggled to keep the spark alive with her husband while raising their three children, which, you know, she said it's all rosy for 2.5 years, but then after that, you become roommates. And a lot of people... especially in any relationship, you get into that like rut where you kind of do the same thing. The horse blinders are on. It's like, okay, you do the dishes, you do that. I go here. So it's kind of like you get into this routine. And so like you go through the motions and you have all the responsibilities. And it's a lot like, you know, checking off the boxes, which is true. It's like what I was just saying. So Jessica Alba, she's been married to Cash Warren since 2008.
I love that name.
Very long relationship, Cash. Especially in Hollywood.
That's a long time.
Exactly. Here's what they said. They said they got married when Jessica was 9 months pregnant with their daughter, Honor, who's now 13. So, exactly.
Wow.
And at first it was good, you know, weekly date nights, going out, you know, not talking about the kids and talking about responsibilities, but then you kind of like just fall into that rut. And so she says, it's all about what we talk about all the time, communication. So as long as you communicate, that's the best way to do it, and do weekly date nights and try not to talk about the kids and what needs to get fixed around that house, because, you know, you just need to focus on each other at the end of the day. So it is tough. No one said it was easy.
Yeah, I don't have children and I'm not going to have children, and it makes my life...
But you have dogs.
I do have a doggy, but it makes my life, I think, a little bit easier. Bruce is definitely not my roommate. He's my husband.
Right.
He's my lover. We are quite romantic, and we try very hard to be romantic. But I think once
you got to try hard, though, because sometimes you got to try harder than normal.
Because we don't have children. Now you do. Right. Has this happened to you?
I think it happens to anybody, really, just in general, just as the longer you go, the harder it gets. It is very easy, but you still have to work at it. You can't just, it's not like a crock pot where you can set it and forget it and like, oh, look, it's perfect.
Right.
You know, you have to stir it. You have to make sure everything's good and not stagnant.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, pay attention to it. I think it's a really, really interesting story. Moving along, Britney Spears is posting up a storm, her latest post on Instagram.
Can we find Britney a shirt? Can we find Britney a shirt?
Britney's been topless a lot lately,
yeah.
Which is actually causing some people some concern. They're saying that it could be used against her in her conservatorship because her dad's side could be pointing to these pictures saying, look, she's crazy again, or she's spiraling, which I think is the sexiest thing to do, because when men post pictures without their shirts on, we're all hubba, hubba, hubba. I know, but I hope Britney's going to be fine, but this post she put up was so interesting. She said she's standing up for herself. Standing up for yourself is what she wants. She wrote the following quote, "If standing up for yourself burns bridges, I have matches. We ride at dawn." Britney is mad. Britney
it's
is
such a badass comment.
It is badass. And I sort of like it. I like this about her, that after 13 years of a conservatorship, Britney is fighting back. My insiders tell me she is furious. It's going to be Britney time. And when she finally gets rid of this conservator, her dad, we're not going to like all the things she does, and we're going to say, oh, we're worried, or oh, that's bad behavior. But what I'm hearing is that it's her life, it's her money, and if we don't like the way she behaves, and if she wants to take her top off and dance around naked, it's her life, and I think I'm for it.
Yeah, no, I definitely do. It's hard, especially I think in that celebrity world, because we all, no matter what, feel like we're a part of their world, even though we're not.
Right,
you know,
right.
Like we feel like we're best friends, and but so that's why I think a lot of people like speak up. It's like Britney needs her own life, and then others are like, well, she needs help. You know,
we
like everybody has an opinion.
We want to protect her, but I think the best way to protect Britney after what she's been through for the last 13 years is let her be free. Savannah's back in New York City.
Yeah, she's back in New York City and reunited with her kids, fresh off of the Olympics.
Ooh.
She didn't compete, of course. so she got home, and just like anything, like coming off of the airport, it's almost like a movie. You get to the airport,
right,
and there are your kids holding a sign with you know, your loved one, your significant other, saying welcome home.
Oh.
And you know, her husband shared the moment, and you know, her kid, her daughter six, and her son Charles, or Charlie. So it as much as, you know, it's tough and hard at times when you're in the moment with your kids, as long as when you're away from them and you see them for the first time, it is priceless, Rob Shooter, where it's like you just literally you want to squeeze them until they pop, and it's like, ah,
how,
I missed you.
How long? What's the longest you've been away from your kids?
probably like a week and change, you know, here and there, but not often. Obviously, over the last year and a half, I've been with them every day. But there are those moments, like a long weekend or a week trip. You come back, but in today's world, it's all about FaceTime. Mm-hmm. So it's like you get to see them to a degree, maybe not in person from time to time, but there's nothing more than a squeeze, a hug of your leg, because. Or unless you get a crouch down. Like, I normally have to crouch down and, you know, then throw them up in the air and hopefully catch them when they fall.
But. Welcome back, Savannah. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back ourselves. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with Garrett Vogel. Yes. Hey, Garrett, let's get to the polls. Da, da,
ooh,
da.
Polls. Voting.
Thank you. So Rihanna just called out a Real Housewife, Ramona Singer. Can we expect Rihanna to make a cameo on the next season of The Real Housewives?
No.
73% said absolutely no way. I think enjoying the show as a celebrity and tweeting about it is one thing. Actually turning up to tape an episode is a very different thing, and it takes a lot of organization. Ain't gonna happen.
And you know what? Rihanna's fans would be super pissed if she showed up on Real Housewives of New York and didn't put out her new album. Like, everybody, that's the one thing everybody wants. They want new Rihanna music. Like, it's been years. She's got a great line. She's walking around New York City on dates. She's having pizza. She's watching Real Housewives. Like, typically, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if Rihanna shows up on Real Housewives just so people can be like, oh, she doesn't do the album, but she shows up on Real Housewives in New York.
I don't think she's going to do it. So we agree with the majority. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Yes. So this one's kind of interesting, too, and especially you being from the UK, Rob, I would love your take on this. So Matt Damon just did an interview, and some are saying, you know, why speak up now? But he said that his daughters got him to retire saying the F word, right, pretty much.
Not the F word we know. The F word that's a derogatory term for gay people.
Correct. Yes. Him being from the Boston area, like, it was a common word in his growing up in Boston. You know, they would say it all the time. But his daughters, who are more progressive, than he was growing up, told him, like, Dad, you can't say that. It's not right. His daughter actually got up from the table and was like affected by it, and he didn't understand until recently, where he was like, I grew up around it. I just thought it was common vernacular in my everyday speak, you know, just because it's where he grew up, not realizing how the word could affect someone that he was around. So he said the word is officially retired from his vocabulary just now. He's, he's in almost 50, So thanks to his daughter, you know, kind of said, hey, I open up my eyes to it. But here's the thing, that word we're referring to right now, like, doesn't it mean like cigarette?
It does, but it does when you say
right, that but word, but do you say it like over there though, like, do, is it like an open, like when you hear it, like, do you have to like decipher or, like, that's what I was,
yeah, I mean, people in Britain still use the FAG word for a cigarette, right. But I think as times have evolved, they stopped doing that now. It's a bad word, it's an offensive word, and what I'm shocked about this, I'm glad Matt has finally joined the right side of history here, but I'm shocked he took so long. Like, he's been in Hollywood a long time. He's got a lot of gay friends. And to be using that word when you're Matt Damon in your 50s, and especially to be using it around the dinner table with your kids there, and your kids have to tell you to stop. I'm shocked that he's been that honest. I'm glad he has. But I do think we all have things that we say that we shouldn't. And
of course,
finally, you know, I guess it's better late than never. And nicest of the day. Maybe his daughter should be the nicest of the day, but I'm glad Matt has retired that word. And our naughtiest of the day, naughty. J-Lo and Ben are continuing their love tour.
Oh, they're still dating?
They're still together. And they're in Italy and they're kissing on a dock and they're having lots of PDA. They seem to have two publicists with them on this romantic trip. I think they've got a manager and it looks like they have an official photographer too. What are you two up to? It's so bizarre. Well,
it's interesting too, and I know, like, I almost feel like we're being, like, fooled. The wool's being pulled over our eyes because, you know, and you've seen the butt rub picture, yes, and they're talking about the lower back tattoo. Like, they're recreating the Jenny from the Block video. Like, so are they doing, like, is she going to release, like, a 20th anniversary edition of, yeah, Jenny from the... I almost feel, Rob Shooter, it's almost like they're up to something.
There's something odd about it. I'm glad you're in love. Share it with the world. There's something so strange about this. And because of that, you're our naughtiest of the day. And now it's time for a moment of Rob. You're going to rob. Joan Rivers once explained to me that there are a lot of people out there, lots and lots of people, who are funnier than she is. But nobody stood in the rain longer than Joan. Joan told me when everybody else gave up, went home, soaking wet, Joan continued to stand in the rain. So a lot of people have contacted me about this news that our show might be turning into a TV show, might be evolving. What people have to realize is it didn't happen in 2 minutes. It happened after years and years and years and years of standing in the rain. Some days, some weeks, some months, I didn't have an umbrella and we just stood there, but we kept doing it. What I'm trying to say here is just keep going. If you just keep doing the work, it will happen. It will not happen if you don't do the work. So do the work, and I promise you, my friends, something will happen. Hey, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to Naughty But Nice with Rob and Garrett Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen, and leave us a review if you can. And all together now, let me hear you singing out loud. If you're going to be naughty,
you've got to be nice.
Pip, pip, take care, everyone.
I page 6.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.